We're going to talk about the successful path. We're going to start with Mark 10, 17. The rich and the kingdom of God. Verse 17 says, as Jesus started his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Let's pray. Father God, Lord, I thank you for this day. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. May your will be done. Father God, take total control of my lips, of my words. And I pray in the name of Jesus right now in advance, thanking you, God, for the change that's going to occur for the better of each and every individual here and all of those watching me live right now on the internet as well. I bless you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Amen. So as Jesus is walking, a man walks up to him. A very rich man walks up to him. And he got on his knees and said, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus looked at him, now skipping to verse 21. Now I'm going to read 21 to 27. It says here, Jesus looked at him and loved him. But look what he says here. One thing you lack. This is Jesus speaking to this man. He says, go, sell everything you have and give it to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. Look at what it says on verse 22. At this, the man's face fell. He went away very sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, remember, everywhere Jesus walked, he goes from city to city, doing miracles, signs, wonders, miracles. The disciples are with him. He's around crowds. So right when the man left, after Jesus told this to this rich man, he said, how hard is it for the rich to enter the kingdom of God? Verse 24 says, the disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? Look what it says here in verse 25. Jesus says, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle and for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Jesus obviously was showing everyone the allegiance this man had to money, to his wealth, to his material possessions. What does that mean? Some of you guys are looking at me, oh my God, you think God's going to ask me? Maybe. I don't know. Depends where you're heart is. Am I right? That's what the Bible says. So yeah, I'm right. Where's your heart? Where's your treasure? Jesus was showing that this man's allegiance was to his wealth. Obviously, what he asked him was something very harsh. So for you to just sell everything like that is not an easy task. And it's not that Jesus has a problem with wealth. We've been talking about this all throughout this month. The topic of money. God blesses his people with a lot of money, but those that have their heart in the right place and their trust in the right place. Your trust has to be on God. Jesus doesn't expect this from all Christians. Jesus was telling him to give everything he had because he loved him. And he knew that that man, his faith and his allegiance, his loyalty was to what he had and not to him. Jesus says, I am the way. You can't expect to get to heaven, to be truly successful in your path. If you put you first and your material possessions first, then God. In order for you to have a successful path in life, you must be willing to take the narrow path. Jesus wants your whole heart and not just half of it or part of it or a piece of this here. I'll give you this here and give you, no. You put God first. God, the Spirit of the living God, is the one that's going to show you what you need to do. He's your GPS. He's the one that's going to open the door that no man can ever close. He's the one that's going to bring you your spouse. He's the one that's going to bring you your business. He is the source. He is the one that's going to give you your healing, your health, your peace. God is number one, and all these things will be added unto you. But this path, the successful path, is not an easy path. And this rich man chose to take the wide path. We're about to get into that right now. Look what it says here. The narrow gate. Matthew 7, 13 through 14. Church, are you receiving? Say amen. Amen. Matthew 7, 13 through 14. Jesus says, enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. I'm going to repeat that again. Enter through the narrow gate. This is Jesus speaking to you as he did thousands of years ago. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. Verse 14, but small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. That is the Lord speaking to you right now, and you watching me live, and to myself. The easy road is the, listen, before I get deeper in it, if God really wanted to save everyone, why did he make it more difficult? Why is the road, why wouldn't he make it easier for everyone to get saved? You think, you know how many people always blame God for everything? You see, what happens is that individuals want their terms and not God's terms. They want to take the wide path. They don't like the narrow path, but God expects you to go through the narrow path. You want to make your own rules. You want to just take parts of the Bible that you like and only apply that part. What about everything else? How would you repent if you're always feeling good all the time? That's the wide path. Look what he says here, though. A few verses back after saying this, he's speaking to the multitudes. Look what he says here. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 8. This was a couple of verses back. It says, ask, and it will be given unto you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Jesus made it clear that the path to eternal life is for everyone that asks. Believes. The successful path is a difficult one, but it's not impossible to achieve, because nothing is impossible for God. And this path isn't just a path that one day you're gonna, when you die, you go to heaven because you receive Jesus. This is the path that leads you to righteousness here on earth as well, and establish God's kingdom here, being shining your light all throughout the earth is this path. The wide path, or the easy path, the wide gate, is where most people enter, where everything is allowed, where false doctrine is taught, where they bend the rules, where everyone feels good all the time, where sin is accepted. I'm preaching to someone tonight. I mean, this morning, excuse me. Where there is no repentance because everything's okay all the time. No adjustments needed at all. Go with the flow. The current goes this way, you're with it. Everyone goes left, you go left. You see, the path of righteousness is the more difficult path. It is the narrow path. It is as hard. It's going to be a bumpy road in this path. But it's the path that you know that you are blessed by God, that He has total control of your life, that everything around you will be blessed in all areas of your life. The successful path, the narrow path, is the path that Jesus, God knows that this is not going to be easy, but it's what we're called to do. Many are called, few are chosen. Jesus died for everyone, but He Himself knows that the things of this world, the lust of the flesh, what we need to do, the narrow path is basically, let me see how I put this. In the narrow path, we need to crucify our flesh. People don't want to crucify their flesh. Look what it says in Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, that I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. You need to crucify the flesh. It's not easy. We don't go with the flow. We don't go with the flow. We go against the current. You are a light in this world that's filled with darkness. Darkness covers this earth. You know that. And we are the light. We shine bright when we go out and we are in the right path. When we go out there, our light is shining. It's beaming. Everyone notices it. God offers salvation to everyone who accepts it, but it's on His terms. We can't create our own path. The narrow gate endures trials, endures storms, endures oppositions. Look what it says in Psalms 38:20. They oppose me because I follow what is good. They oppose me because I follow what is good. Look what it says here in John 15:18-24. Pay attention, church. Say amen. You're receiving something this morning. I want you with me. I know God is working right now in the hearts of many. And I believe, even though this is a face-to-face preaching, but this is the way Jesus preached. He preached. The Holy Spirit is one that wants you to change. The more you change, the closer you will become one with God. The more you'll have conviction, the more and more your faith will be stirred up. It's like a muscle, ladies and gentlemen. You can't just go to the gym and not work out. This is your gym. Just work out. Come on. Say amen if you believe that. There will be opposition. You're going to have to grow up. Put your big boy pants on, some of you in here, and stop worrying about what people think about you anymore. Look what it says here in John 15:18-24. Pay attention. If the world hates you, keep that in mind. It hated me first. If you belong to the world, it will love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong in the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teachings, they will obey yours also. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among them the works no one else did, they will not be guilty of their sin. As it is, they have seen, and yet they have hated me both, me and my Father. The successful path is going to come with opposition. You will have haters. It's going to happen. Because they were going to be envious of you. You see, when I see my brothers and sister in Christ escalate financially, when it comes to family, when it comes to their peace, when it comes to their trust in God, you see, I feel extremely happy for them. I share their joy. You see, the world is not like that. The world is not going to want to share your joy. They're going to try to ridicule you and persecute you like they did Jesus. So be prepared. This life is not easy, but with God, all things are possible. If God is with you, who can be against you? The path to righteousness goes against common sense. It goes against the current. It goes against logic. The path to righteousness, the successful path, sometimes doesn't make sense. But you just have to realize, even though you're going through what you're going through, you need to continue on that path. Whether you're being persecuted, whether you're not understanding why it's raining, why there's a bump on my road to my destiny. There's going to be opposition, we know that. There's going to be storms, we know that. But we know that we have a God that takes care of us, that will never leave us, will never forsake us. We have a God that loves you unconditionally. We have a God that's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that loves you, that's the owner of all the silver and gold. But what he wants and desires is you to give him your heart, all of it. This is more than just about going to heaven the day you die. You need to conquer here. God has plans for you here. God wants to bless you here, now. Forget about what happened yesterday. The enemy knows this very well. The enemy knows what's happening. He wants you to continue to look behind your past mistakes. He does it to me all the time. Because he wants you to stop me from doing what the plan and divine purpose that God has for me. Same goes to you. God needs to come out of you. And how does he do that? When you trust him completely and your light comes out. And you'll be able to burst with blessings from every area, every angle of your life. I'm not just up here screaming and sweating because I'm trying to just, I really believe this. This is the truth. This isn't just a show. I'm not here just to make you feel good, even though it's nice if I do sometimes. Cool. Can get entertained. There's the time for play and there's the time to be serious. And this world needs the light of God that needs to be shown in your home, shown all over the streets, shown all over. And the way to do it is taking the narrow path. Stop looking for excuses all the time. The enemy wants you to do that. He wants to hinder you. He wants to slow you down. He wants to tell you, look, you're taking this path. Why are you going through this right now? Why are you going through this right now? Why is your bank account like that right now? Why is your family like this right now? You prayed so much for it, hasn't come to pass. Guys, when you plant a seed, I preached about this a couple of weeks ago. When you plant a seed, it's planted in darkness. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. Keep believing. Keep going. When you do that, you're activating your faith. You're watering that seed. And one day, bam, it's going to come to light. The enemy sees the seed. He knows the blessing is right around the corner. He needs you to stop believing. Don't stop. Continue the race. Continue the fight. Keep a hold. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Grab a hold of it. Don't let it go. Wrestle with it like Jacob did. Don't let it go. Activate your faith. And go. And stop looking back. Make the change right now where you're at. And just adjust your life. It just takes 1 second, 1 instant, 1 decision. And I promise you that God will never let you down. Come on now, put your hands together. Stand up, church. The successful path is the path that has been destined for your life since before you were even born. But it's not easy. Jesus himself said it. But when you follow that, when you get to that level, when you get to that, when remember, you guys, keep spending time with God. You have to do it. You can't just sit here once a week and get fed. You don't eat once a week. You eat every day. Pray to your God. Have that intimacy with him. I'm going to continue to say that for the rest of my life. And if you make a mistake tomorrow, repent. You made a mistake today, repent right now. But please, God Almighty, don't take the wide path. There's going to be times that you make a mistake. It's life. We're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I have to repent. I'm just here because this is where God has me right now. This is part of my calling, just a piece of it. And you guys have your calling. You guys have your life. But I can't just do this, come up here and talk to you guys and then go home and not. I need to have time with God because I need to make sure my life is adjusted and it is in the way that he wants it to be, not the way I want it. If you start seeing that you're making a lot more adjustments, I said this last week, the more time you spend with God, the more intimacy you get with God, the more conviction you're going to get. You'll get more conviction. You're going to start realizing things about yourself that you didn't even know you needed to adjust. But God reveals it to you when you read his word and when you spend time with him. The successful path is not the easy one, but it's the one that is destined for your life. I want to go where God is. I'm not trying to go where the rest of the world is. I'm going where God has destined my life. I want him to bless every area of my life. I'm going to choose righteousness over darkness. The devil wants everyone, he wants to make it easy. No, it's okay. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. I don't want to be in the wrong path. If I want to go to Walt Disney, I'm going to head north. I'm not going to go to the Keys. I'm not going south. I'm going to go further away from where I want to go. Yeah. That's what the enemy says. No, just get out of here. That's not how we get there. We get there doing what God says by his word and making the adjustments we need to make. If you've been doing something your whole life, you know you need a change. You need adjustments. Right where you're at, bow your head. Close your eyes. We're going to play. We're gonna sing a song now. And I just want you, just where you're at, reflect on your life. And just look at your areas. Look at some, maybe you have some areas of weakness. It's fine. We all do. But the beautiful thing is that we serve a God that says, when you are weak, I am strong. He will be strong and be glorified in your weakness. We have a God that says, let the poor say I am rich. Let the weak say I am strong. It's faith. Your faith in God. Repent if you need to repent right where you're at. Oh, but you don't understand my sin. I don't care about your sin. I care about your adjustment. And Jesus, that God does not care about you. God cares that you repent.
and you move forward and you tell others about what Jesus has done for your life so that this dark world may receive him as well, right? There's something different about you. You're not ordinary. You are extraordinary. Extraordinary. You're not ordinary. We are not ordinary individuals. God has not called you to be ordinary.